If you remember, I visited you in your office when I was in Manhattan. And credit to you. I mean, we just did the interview that one time, and then I texted you and said, "Hey, I'm in Manhattan." You said, "Come on up," and we spent an hour in your office. And that's just something that I want to point out to my visitors is that you have never wavered from your love of hunting and your love of hunters. And even someone that's as in demand as you are, Don, took time out to go and be the guest speaker at the Pope and Young Club. And that is very, very much appreciated by all of us. I just wanted you to know that.
Well, listen, I'm happy to do it. And that's the sort of problem. I mean, I guess I was perhaps, a victim of cancel culture, or at least attempted cancel culture before there was a term for it, per se. And, that was, when someone dropped some pictures of me in Africa that, they didn't really have permission to drop, but, sort of the way things work. And people went nuts, and they're saying, I was poaching in Africa. I mean, I went to Metetsi Unit 1, and I was poaching. It was a high-fence Africa hunt, apparently, according to all... 2 weeks of outrage on the front page of many papers all over the world. And it was just all based on lies. And, the problem is most people in sort of my position with some sort of notoriety or this or something to lose, do the instant, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm never going to hunt again. I didn't know. And I took the opposite approach. It was more of a, hey, F you, here's the facts. Here's what hunters do. Here's what conservation, where all those monies come from. Here are the actual facts about this, and I sort of took a stand that most people wouldn't do. And so, what was sort of interesting, it made the outrage cycle last a lot longer, but it also probably earned me a lot of friends in the hunting community that were just that I've since met, and they were like, I had no idea you were a hunter. I just want to thank you for standing up to these lunatics and and the lies and calling them out and just doing it with a good voice. And again, there's just not a lot of people, I'm a real estate developer from New York City originally. Like, there's not a lot of people in that circumstance that just don't go, okay, it's just easier to say no, say sorry, say they'll never do it again, denounce it across the board, and that's just not me. So, what ended up being a pretty ridiculous press cycle ended up being a pretty good thing for me because I made friends that are literally now lifelong friends that were just, came about or came through just sort of the fact that I stood up for what we all know, love, and believe in rather than just, turning our back, which is what, unfortunately, so many of the people that, are outed as, hunters or outdoorsmen, they immediately, get their PR people involved and start apologizing. For me, I sort of took the social, was like, oh, really? Here. It's a little different. So it's been great.